It's Monday, July 2nd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Sure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from ITAV18. I am joined by Michael Drainer and George Tucker talking about the Z-Wave vulnerability. George Tucker starts us off discussing how this is more of a warning than a serious threat.
The thing about this one is that it's at first sounded, the alarm almost sounded as if it was the Mira, Reaper botnet. Remember that, where a lot of websites and financial institutions were shut down by IoTs that were compromised and computers that were compromised. This is a little bit different because you can't just replace, say, a PC. This one is a very short window, and I don't think it really affects your backward compatibility. Yes, there's an issue. Yes, the window is there, but it's a really short window. And I feel like reading this article, 20 milliseconds, which seems like a short time, but if you've got an automated process and you're trying to do something, you could do it. And if you're someone who's on the inside, 20 milliseconds actually is a lot of time with a proper piece of software hacking tool to get what you want to get. You can latch on, it opens the port, you're done. But to that end, what I feel like is the first thing I thought was the Joe Strummer London Calling song. There's a line in there that says, you know what they say? Some of it was true. And that is really what we've got here. It's partly true, but it's really not anything to get upset about. It's a warning sign for us as an industry, but it's really not a global issue in my view. I think everybody, all the competitors have the same thing. I'm sure there's somewhere there's a port open for backwards compatibility in the core kernel of the code that could be problematic in a small window of opportunity.
Yeah.
It's really what we have to worry about is our own people. Does someone want to do something? Is someone within your organization looking to do something nefarious? Or even if it's just for fun? Hackers in the true sense of the word were about, can I do this? What can I learn? Which has turned into, what can I learn and how can I take it to my advantage? So to that end, yes, compatibility is an issue, but if you can mitigate the threat to some very small window, I don't think it's really anything to get your panties in a bunch about.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.